is Rami Ali. You are my grandpa.
Yeah, Durar Ali. Yes.
Okay. And I want to interview you today.
I'm sorry?
I want to interview you today.
Okay.
And ask you That's fine. Some questions.
That's fine.
First question, how did you grow up as a kid? What did you do in your childhood?
In my childhood?
How'd you grow up?
Well, it's has been a long time since I was a kid. And 70 years ago, you know, things were not, well, less than 70 years ago, let's say, when I was aware of what's going on, you know, as a kid, things for sure were a lot different than they're now. You know, we didn't have much at that time, you know. I grew up in a relatively large family. Six boys and two girls, and my mom and dad. And my dad was a farmer, you know. I mean, there's not much things to do. Went to school young, at the age of five. And the school, even resources and capabilities, were very limited at that time.
Yeah.
So none of what is available now, you know, was available then. Life was very simple, and you can say easy, but you know, it is not that great of a life to talk about. You know. Okay.
Yeah. What was it like to have kids like, how did you feel when Grandma gave birth?
Yeah, I and your grandma got married, we were young, you know, and anyway, I don't think we were ready for kids, but your dad was our first, you know, Mo, and my mom, your dad, grandma, helped us a lot, you know, in raising your dad. You know, he was very close to his grandpa, my father, you know. They both loved him, you know. Then kids, you know, start to come every almost other year, you know, so until, you know, we stopped, you know, having kids the year 81. About 37 years ago, that's your Uncle Seuss, you know, age. And it was great, you know, but if I knew what I know now, probably would have had a kid, one or two maybe, you know, not six. That's a lot, you know. Yeah. It's a big burden for someone to raise for a family with also, let's say, limited resources, you know. But anyway, we're here now.
Yeah.
Okay.
How were great grandma and grandpa like?
Your grandma, my mom, your great grandma, was illiterate, you know, and but she was a very nice lady. She had tattoos in her face, you know? And that was interesting. And I asked her once why, and she said she was young and, you know, just like, you know, a lot of teenagers, she thought it is cool, you know, to have a tattoo. And your grandpa, or your great-grandpa, my late father, you know, by the way, my father lived until he was 92, and my mom until she was 83. Your grandpa, great-grandpa, was capable of reading and writing, you know, and very smart, as a matter of fact. He has a good brain, you know. He was good with numbers, and with very limited resources, he could grow the family of eight, you know, boys and girls. beside him and my mom, you know, and my grandma, his mother, you know, she was with us until she died in 90, passed away in 1966, and we loved her a lot, you know, she was very close to all of us. But anyway, they were, you know, very nice people, very loving people, you know. And they did their best, I guess.
Not much left to ask you, so. Except, hang on. When did you meet Grandma? Where and when?
Grandma, or you mean... Yeah, your grandma.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's a fixed marriage, you know, family fixed marriage. I didn't meet her, you know. But my mom, through my sister, who is older than me, knew your grandma, you knew her family, as a matter of fact. And, you know, things were worked out by both families. I mean, ours and your grandma family. And that's how we get to know each other, you know. We were young, you know.
Yeah.
We were young. I don't think we were ready to make decisions for marriage. But, you know, my dad, was, you know, very, very happy to get me married. I don't know why. And your grandma dad was the kind of person who would like his daughter to get married while she's young before giving him any trouble, you know. That's the whole story, yeah. You know. But anyway, in December we will be married for 50 years.
Wow.
22nd of December, we will be married for 50 years, yes.
Wow.
It will be our 50th anniversary. Okay?
Yeah. How did all my uncles and aunts grow up, like, learning-wise? Like, where did they go to college? And,
Were
they, like, bright students?
Yeah, my older brother, went to college, and he has a graduate degree. As a matter of fact, he has an MA degree in educational administration. He was an educator. Then there's two sisters between me and him, and they both were illiterate. You know, they didn't go to school.
Yeah.
At that time, there was no school for girls where we came from, you know. As a matter of fact, for my younger sister, which is the one that I come just after that, just, you know, she's directly, I'm directly after her, you know. There was a chance to go to school, but unfortunately, you know, culture, you know, would not allow, you know, at that time. To send a girl to school, you know, and I'm talking now about probably almost 65, 67 years ago for her. She's 2 years older than me. And my other brothers, the other four who are younger than me, unfortunately, none of them has a college degree. They all finished high school, but none of them has a college degree for one reason or another. We tried with some of them, you know, they couldn't succeed, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they were not motivated enough, I guess. We sent one of them to France, you know, to pursue his higher education, spend there 2 years, didn't do nothing, you know. And the others would join the work market, you know, rather than going to college, you know. I'm probably the most educated between all of my sisters and
brothers. Because of where you grew up? Because you moved to the U.S.?
No, when I came to the U.S., I came to pursue my PhD.
Mm.
I had an MA degree before I come here.
So when you moved to the U.S., did you come with grandma?
No, I came by myself, you know. I went to KU for 3 years, finished my PhD, and went back to teach at college, at university, you know. No, your grandma came here, was 1985 for a sabbatical. I came for a sabbatical and everybody was with me. But no, I came alone. Okay?
So, my dad and his brothers and sisters, how did their education go up to college?
Well, your dad and your uncle and aunts, you know, none of them was born here. None of them, they're all born in Jordan, but. When we came here and we stayed here for good, your dad, when we came here, was in his ninth grade. He went to Topeka West here,
yeah.
You know, first. And your aunt went to French school, and the others went to, I forgot, you know. But your youngest uncle was 4 years old when we came here. Then they, you know, they went through the American school system, you know. Though in Jordan, you know, before we come here, whoever was at school was at the university school, which is pretty much like, you know, a typical, you know, American school here, private school here, you know. They had good education. And then all of them, you know, went to college. Your dad went to probably the best of colleges of all, which is UVA, yes. The others, three of them went to George Mason University in Northern Virginia. And one of your aunts, preferred to go back to Jordan and finish her BA degree in English literature, I guess. So that's how, you know. Only your youngest uncle, Seuss, has a graduate degree. He has an MBA. The rest of your uncles and aunts didn't pursue any graduate work.
So, how did it feel when your kids had to move away?
When what?
When your kids had to, like move away.
You mean leave home and and start on their own? Well, it's, you know, for everybody in life, there is a stage where not only his kids leave home, also his parents leave home too, you know. And that is a tough time, of course, you know, it's not an easy time. You know, you feel probably the absence of your parents more than anybody else, even your kids or grandkids or brothers, you know, or whatever, you know. But anyway, I'm happy for them. I'm happy as long as they succeed, you know, and I want them to succeed, you know. That's, I always believed in this Chinese saying, you know, and they say, instead of giving him a fish every day, just teach him how to fish. That is my philosophy with my kids, you know. Okay?
Yeah. I think that's it. I don't really have anything else to ask. Thank you.
Nothing. You're most welcome. And it's my pleasure. And I hope, you know, that such an interview would be of benefit for you. Okay? Thank you, honey.